Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Dave the Computer Guy with us this morning with Tex in the Berg. Dave, good morning. It's great to have you here.
Good morning, Ted. Good morning, Fredericksburg.
Holiday weekend coming up. You got plans for 4th of July?
Staying put. I think today is the mass exodus from the D.C. area. I think 95 is already starting to pile up with everyone hitting the roads and everything. I'm staying in the area this weekend and early next week and just catching up on some yard work and some loose ends that I need to take care of, but and just rest.
Yeah, you and me both. We will not be part of the millions that will be traveling this weekend. You can take us out of that number.
Yes, the 43-44 million people hitting the roads and the airports and the train stations this weekend. Nope, that is not. I am not one of them.
This is a good chance for a lot of times you mention it on the commercials that we have, and you and I always talk about this around holidays. If you've got family or friends or people visiting, or make sure your computer is if you've got grandkids or anybody else using your computer at home, this is a good chance to make sure things are locked down and you don't just give everyone access to that.
Yes, if you have family or neighbors or someone over this weekend for a party or for the 4th of July next week, put them on the Wi-Fi guest. Have a guest account enabled on your Wi-Fi and let them use that. Do not let them on your regular Wi-Fi at your house.
You never know what's going to happen, and it can be something that's just an innocent mistake. But it really come back to bite you.
Absolutely, Ted. And especially if you have a computer that you're using for banking, for QuickBooks, something like that, and you let somebody on your network and they have a virus on their computer, they don't know it, you don't know it, and you might find out the hard way about it.
That being said, I'm sure that come Wednesday and Thursday of next week, you'll hear from people that have had problems because somebody got on their computer like that.
We will probably hear some by Wednesday or Thursday next week, yes.
Yep.
And actually, Ted, a few days ago, there was supposed to be a severe weather outbreak, and they were calling for severe weather like between 4 and 7 p.m. late in the afternoon, early in the evening. That never materialized. And we had several businesses that had unplugged all their equipment, turned everything off, unplugged it, tried to be on the safe side. Then the thunderstorms never materialized. Then about 11:30 that evening, a bad thunderstorm developed over Fredericksburg. The next morning, the phones were ringing off the hook with residential customers that their laptops or PCs wouldn't start. And it destroyed a lot of equipment.
Really, that shows you the damage that storms can do.
Yeah, later in the show, we're going to be discussing surge protection and how to protect laptops, especially at home. A lot of people are using laptops these days. They're mobile and they're becoming the desktop replacement for residential users. We're going to discuss how to keep those safe.
Yeah, boy, a good reminder that when you see that there are thunderstorms, I know last week when a thunderstorm came through and I wasn't using my computer, but just decided, you know what, not worth it. Don't want to have to deal with something and just unplug it if you can.
That's what we're going to discuss. If you have your laptop at home and you know that they're calling for severe weather, just unplug the power from the side of the laptop.
Easy as that.
Very easy. It's not like a PC where you have to crawl under the desk, possibly with a flashlight, and unhook a bunch of stuff. A laptop, just unplug it, turn it off, and it's safe.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into all that, but that's the easy thing. The other thing is the heat and humidity is going to increase this weekend. Don't be leaving your laptop, even your cell phone, in a hot car. It can cause a lot of problems to just the inner
workings.
Yes, batteries
do not like 130 and 140 degree heat inside of a vehicle, and so definitely do not leave it in a vehicle.
Well, we're going to take a break and come back and talk about some of these things. We've got a real good show here, Dave. You've got you have come up with some spectacular topics for us to talk about.
It's our 4th of July fireworks spectacular.
But we're not going to get too close to the fireworks. We're going to handle them with care and not get them near our computers.
Yep, and actually we're going to use computers to control them.
Ooh, okay. Hold on a second. We'll take a quick break and talk more with Dave the Computer Guy with Tex in the Berg, 505 Lafayette Boulevard. And you can go to texintheberg.com to find out more information. More with Dave the Computer Guy in a second. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFV.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Dave the Computer Guy with us this morning. Tex in the Berg on Lafayette Boulevard in downtown Fredericksburg, 371-2874. If you want to call Dave or go to texintheberg.com for information and what they all provide. Great Facebook page, too, with a lot of real up-to-date things. So we were talking, Dave, just before the break, about the about storms. And, boy, I mean, you really succinctly put it there that when there are storms coming around, best thing to do, if you don't want to have potential heartbreak and problems, just unplug your computer.
Yes, Ted, and especially with laptops, it's so easy. Just unplug the power. And when you're not using your laptop for an extended period of time, and you're going away for a few days or something, you're not bringing it with you, unplug the power from it. And because you never know when there could be a power surge, when something could happen. And also, this is why having a good surge protector is so important for your electronics, not just for laptops, for stereos, for TVs, for everything. And with laptops, you don't need a battery backup because the laptop already has a battery in it. For PCs and other things, you might consider a good battery backup. But the one thing that most people don't realize, and it's sort of hidden from public view almost, is most of the battery backups, the surge protection portion of that battery backup is not very good. And it's equal to maybe like a $10 or $15 surge protector, even though the battery backup might be $200 or $300.
Yeah.
And so with laptops, you don't need a battery backup, obviously. You do need a good surge protector. APC is a good one, Triplite, the Belkin. For $20 or $30, you can get a really, really good surge protector for your laptop, and that's all you need. You don't need a battery backup, and do not use a power strip. That offers absolutely no protection. But a good surge protector, when you are using it, can make the difference of this laptop working and it being fried. You lose everything.
That's interesting because we often don't think about that. We think about a lot of these other things that we talk about, but having, like you say, a good surge protector is invaluable.
And they're very, very inexpensive. Even a $15 or $20 one can provide adequate protection. But for really, really expensive stuff, if you got a $2,000 or $3,000 laptop, you best have a really, really good surge protector, and you don't have to spend more than $30 or $40 for it. And it's peace of mind.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, there's thunderstorms, there's weather events that can cause havoc with the electric grid. And we are talking that, you know, somebody can run off the side of the road and hit a power pole and take the power down. And
right.
Then there could be an electrical surge or a spike, and boom, your $2,000 laptop's gone.
Yeah, and when you say it's gone, a lot of times a lot of that can't be retrieved, and that, like you say, that's it.
We've had laptops in for this past week for this storm a few days ago. One in particular was completely fried. The motherboard, the hard drive, everything was gone. And it's very, very unfortunate. It was a relatively new laptop, and it's gone, and the owner did not have backups. That's sort of a double whammy. You lose your laptop, your computer, and all your data.
Mm. It just makes you sick to think about it because you know what's on it.
It's so unnecessary.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the whole surge protector things, I think a lot of times we think that I've got a power strip, that's okay. It'll have a surge protector. We just assume some things, and it's good to make sure and just double check what you've got.
Yes, a power strip is basically just like plugging into the AC outlet on the wall. There's no protection for it. You want to make sure it's a surge protector, and it's rated in joules. It's a unit of energy of how much energy the surge protector can dissipate through the ground, the ground wire.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want probably like 2,000 or 3,000 joule surge protector. Most battery backups, APC, etc., you can spend $200 or $300 on a good battery backup. Their joule rating is only about 300 or 400, and that's equal to like a $10 surge protector. So you have a big, great battery backup, but it doesn't offer a whole lot of surge protection.
Yeah,
really, really good surge protection. That's where with a laptop, just get a good surge protector. You don't need a battery backup.
Mm, good advice. And like you say, it's good to have this because you don't know whether it's a late night storm or if you're away from home and in a storm develops, you just never know. And you always need to be you almost always have to be thinking ahead whether you should unplug your computer, whether you should make sure you've got the surge protection. Just a lot of real basic things, but take some time to do an inventory of what you got and what you might need.
Yeah, and during the second part of the show, we're going to talk about traveling safe with your electronics. That's another thing. When you travel, if you're going to the beach this weekend for the 4th of July, bring a surge protector with you. They're small, and because when you go to a hotel, they're not going to provide some type of surge suppression for you. And just bring a $20 surge protector with you. That can save you a lot of grief.
If you've got a with laptops, like you say, you can unplug things for quickly. But if you've got a desktop computer or things like that, I guess in a lot of ways you might want to think about even just powering them down and shutting them off. If you're concerned about the weather or being away or things like that.
Yes, if you're going away, if they're calling for a big severe weather outbreak or something, a derecho is coming, and there's a strong probability the power is going to go off. If you have your PC plugged into a surge protector or a battery backup, unplug the surge protector from the wall. And unplug the battery backup from the wall. It might start beeping. You'll have to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's unplugged from the wall, that's all you have to do.
Speaking of the derecho, I saw yesterday the National Weather Service put out a little graphic. Yesterday was the 11th anniversary of the derecho.
I remember when that happened.
Yeah, Ed, I knew you would.
The Doug Kammer on Channel 4 said, it's not a question of if the power is going to go off. Your power is going to go off, and ours did. It wasn't. It wasn't that long at our house, but it did go off. And you never know when one of these severe weather outbreaks happens, and you have widespread power outages. That's when a laptop and a battery backup can come in handy. The battery backup for your Wi-Fi or for your Cox or Verizon cable modem, that can keep that on for a few hours, an hour, two, three, 4 hours or so, and until the power comes back on. But yeah, if you're not using something for a while, just unplug it.
Now the derecho was just, I mean, that was a term none of us knew until that Friday night 11 years ago when it came through, and just the devastation. People didn't have power for, in some cases, you know, a week or so, and
yeah,
it was just
for several days.
Yeah,
there was neighborhoods without it for several days, and the straight line winds were something. There was a big billboard on Route 3 with these big steel poles holding up each side of it.
Yeah.
And the next day, it was all bent over. I guess there's 80, 85-mile-an-hour winds, mm-hmm. straight-line winds. It just bent the whole thing right over.
Yeah. Dave, the computer guy here this morning, texting the Berg, liquids in laptops. Those two things, I don't think, ever go together, do they?
No, and I wanted to speak for a moment about that, because we get calls every week about this. Someone spills something on their laptop. The laptop will not start up now. What do I do? Well, what you do is you don't drink around your laptop. if you have your laptop at a desk and you have a cup of coffee or a glass of iced tea or whatever, keep it a couple of feet from your laptop.
Yeah.
And when you take a sip from it, don't do it over top of your laptop keyboard. That's a disaster waiting to happen, and it's so unnecessary. We have so many other things we're faced with as far as trying to keep our computers working and keep them safe. We don't need to shoot ourselves in the foot by drinking iced tea over top of our laptop and spilling it and destroying a $1,000 laptop. And when this happens, more often than not, the laptop's gone. And if you spill liquid on a laptop and it stops working, over 50% of the time, it's not going to be repairable. It'll probably be cost prohibitive for it to be fixed. So I drink coffee 2 or 3, 4 cups sometimes a day. I always keep it at 2 or 3 foot from my laptop if I'm using a laptop, and I never ever drink over top of the laptop.
Because
that rules out any chance of spilling on it.
Right, because nobody ever intends on spilling things, but accidents do happen.
They do happen, and if you drink a soda, or yesterday somebody spilled a Dr. Pepper on their computer, and it fried it. And if you do this, a lot of times you might not spill it, but sooner or later you will.
Uh-huh.
And That's a heck of a price to pay just to take a sip of soda.
And it doesn't take much, especially a soda, to just get into and like you say, that's it for your computer.
It goes through the keyboard into the motherboard and fries it. It shorts it out. That's it. And it happens so fast. Mm. And I can't tell you how many times that this has happened when people are very busy. They're working on a thesis for their college. They're working on a final report to give their boss, and they're panicked and they're real busy. Then they spill something on it. Then they really panic, and it is totally unnecessary. Keep your drinks 2 or 3 feet from your laptop, and when you drink, turn away from your laptop. Do not drink any liquids over top of your keyboard.
The other thing is, and I've been guilty of this and have come very close a few times, is you might be working at a kitchen table, dinner time comes, you move the computer away, set up for dinner, something gets knocked over and can go over and impact your computer. Just like,
yes,
stay away from this.
I like at least 2 or 3 foot of anything, any liquids around my computer. If it spills, you can at least grab, you know, within a few seconds, grab your laptop and move it forward if the liquid drifts over towards it. But there's no reason to keep a drink, you know, over top of your laptop drinking it. That's a disaster waiting.
The other thing that can be that can over time cause some problems too is if you eat a sandwich over your computer and just the crumbs are just food getting around the keys and everything, not only it can get grimy, it can cause some problems.
It does cause problems, Ted, and we've replaced keyboards that over time, the crumbs, we've had the bits and pieces of cereal, of crushed corn flakes, you name it, they get embedded under the keys. And you can vacuum them out and clean them out and brush them out a lot of times. Over time, it can build up, and you might just end up having to replace a keyboard. Yeah, these are just housekeeping things with a computer. Just try to be as neat as you can. Don't drink, don't eat around the computer.
Just go
a few feet away and rule out any chance that's going to interfere with this laptop.
Obviously, with the passion you have talked about this, you have seen a few computers in your day that spills have caused some problems. This isn't just people are doing this, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's why I was going to talk about it this morning, Ted, because every single week we get a fried computer with a Coke, a Pepsi, a Dr. Pepper, iced tea, coffee, whatever spilled on it. And it's fried, and it's so unnecessary.
It
happens so fast, though, and people don't think about it, and it's like it's not going to happen to me, and then it does.
No, and I've been in situations where people have had their computer by, and they've had the drink near it, and as they're talking and just moving their hands like a lot of us do. You knock something over that way. There's just so many ways.
Your hand catches the top of the glass or the top of the soda bottle, tips it over, and you're watching in shock as it dribbles out on your keys. And you can turn the computer or your laptop off as fast as possible. Try to dab whatever liquid up, but unplug it, turn it off, and call somebody.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear now, Dave, at least once a week somebody saying, my computer won't start. I don't know what happened. And you saying, do you think it spilled on it? And, when that's the case, again, it's just so unnecessary.
It is. It's very unnecessary. It's very frustrating to me because, and some people are like, I spilled this Coke on this. It doesn't work. I've got this report I've been working on. I need this fixed right now. Well, no, that's not going to happen. If this motherboard's fried, it's not going to be fixed right now. That's a fact.
Yep. Dave, the computer guy here, Texan the Berg on Lafayette Boulevard. TexanTheBerg.com is the website. More coming up. We will continue on. Much more to talk about. We'll get into 5G and travel and many more computer issues this morning with Dave, the computer guy, with Texan the Berg. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Dave, the computer guy here this morning, Texan the Berg on Lafayette Boulevard in Fredericksburg, TexanTheBerg.com, the website. Usually it happened, and I think it happened about 10 minutes ago, Dave. I heard the train come through, so you hear the train come through all the time.
Yep, and I love that, actually.
Yeah.
I love to hear all my life when I'm around trains. I love trains, and when I hear that, it's just relaxing.
Oh, it is. I like to hear it because I know you could just I picture where your office is right there on Lafayette Boulevard, right near the train station, and so you hear it all come through. 5G and travel. Talk about this because I have been hearing about this on the news this week. It's a fascinating story, and I think it's going to impact some travel at some point this weekend.
There could be some potential problems this weekend and next week with some airline travel. The 5G cell towers near big airports, they've been on reduced power until the airlines get some electronics upgraded. The altimeter specifically can be affected by strong 5G signals. So these cell towers have been limited power for quite a while. Starting tomorrow, they're going to be running full power in most of them. And I think about 80% of the jets have been retrofitted so that the 5G signal doesn't interfere with the altimeter.
Yeah.
But 20% haven't. And so there could be some delays, some cancellations because of that. I don't think it's going to be that bad, but considering all the other problems people are going to have traveling on the 4th of July weekend, that's all we need.
No, when you couple just a lot of people and the weather and those kinds of things.
Severe thunderstorms, yeah. The haze and pollution from these Canadian wildfires. Now the 5G cell towers are going to be going full power and messing with altimeters and jets that haven't been retrofitted. Yeah, but I think that will be very, very limited. I don't anticipate a huge problem with that. And I think most of the jets that haven't been upgraded or overseas flights, hopefully it won't be too big of a deal. And everyone can have a safe travel over the holidays and enjoy the 4th.
Unfortunately, it doesn't take much to create problems, though. So we hope that there are no problems, at least with that, because there are just enough other things that can happen that have impacted
and
travel.
Lately, I think it was United Airlines. They had some severe weather in some of their major hubs, and that really backed everything up.
Oh,
I think they're starting to get back to normal. But over the weekend and early next week, if there's a thunderstorm complex near New York, D.C., or Chicago, or Atlanta, that can really, really bottleneck everything. So we'll just see how everything plays out. Hopefully everyone will get to their destinations and have a good time.
Well, speaking of having a good time, I know that 4th of July is one of your favorite holidays, and how computers and fireworks, how that all works has been something I know that has fascinated you over the years.
Yes, and I haven't thought about it too much until lately, because every year I love the 4th of July. It's one of my favorite holidays. I love watching the Capitol 4th on PBS and flipping back and forth between that and the fireworks up in New York. Just magnificent fireworks, both at the Capitol and in New York on the barges up there. And some interesting statistics about the New York, the Macy's fireworks up there. They're controlled basically by several computers in like a data center or a control center up there nearby. And with miles and miles of cable interconnecting the fireworks to the computers, and there are 60,000 firework mortars or shells going up Tuesday night at 9:25. 60,000. That's just over the top.
And right.
It's going to cost several million dollars. I think there's about five or six computers that control it. And everything is timed to the millisecond. It's all and the computer, they can simulate the explosions, the colors, the patterns, everything beforehand, and we can see exactly how everything's going to look. And it's choreographed to the millisecond with the music. And everything is on the screen of the computers, and it's pretty amazing when I was watching that. And how technical it is, and that's one of the reasons it costs so much, besides the 60,000 fireworks going up.
Mm-hmm.
It's the manpower, and the just right after the fireworks display Tuesday night, the planning for the next year's fireworks display starts. It takes a full year to get it right. So right when the fireworks end, they're starting planning for the next year.
Wow. Just the technology involved to be able to have everything go when it's supposed to, because it's all timed.
It's mind boggling. The manpower and all there's a lot of people that are involved to pull this off, and a lot of different technical things that have to be done. And it's pretty amazing. It's simply amazing. And it goes in every year. It seems to go off without a hitch, both in D.C. and in New York. And New York is the biggest one in the country. And so 60,000 fireworks going off. I think there's five barges and just miles and miles and miles of electric cables interconnecting all this. And it's some it's one of the ways that computers really can help us.
Yeah. Well, and I think even locally, there's some of that involved, just even in the local fireworks.
Yes, and I know it is in D.C. Some of the smaller fireworks displays may use some computer use computers to fire them off for precision, but that starts getting costly. So the real small fireworks displays are probably just manual, but when you get into the bigger ones, those are going to be almost always computer controlled.
Dave, the computer guy here with Tex in the Berg in downtown Fredericksburg, texintheberg.com is the website. A little closer to home, we discuss this often about just securing your computer and everything. Securing a home office, though, is another thing that with so many of us now working out of home, you got to think about this.
Yes, it's so convenient. A lot of people will either be have a job somewhere else, but they're working from home, or they have started their own little own small business, mm-hmm. and that is home-based. And so with that, it's super convenient. I mean, you get up in the morning, you walk down the hallway, you go into another room, and you're in your office.
Yep.
And that's the great thing about it. It's tax deductible as a business expense, so you save money with that. But you still, the technological problems remain the same. They're exactly the same at your house as they would be in an office in downtown D.C. or Fredericksburg or wherever. And you've got to have appropriate security. And for your home office, I definitely recommend a good firewall.
Okay.
You don't have to break the bank and get to. We've had law firms up in D.C. on K Street spend $30,000 and $40,000 on a good firewall. You don't need to do that. One of the firewalls I'd recommend for to secure a home office is a FortiGate 40F. It's called firewall. They're about anywhere $300 to $400, but they're really, really good, state of the art. Little firewalls, perfect for a home office.
Okay.
And just keep everyone else away from your computers at your home office and make sure they're on a separate network from what everyone else's computers.
Interesting. You said that's you said a 40F firewall, is that what you said?
Yes, a FortiGate 40F.
Okay.
Firewall. It's okay. A good, inexpensive firewall. I recommend them for small businesses around Fredericksburg. And FortiGate's been around forever. Gosh, 20-some years ago, I was installing FortiGate firewalls around Fredericksburg. They're one of the best firewall companies around. And the FortiGate, the 40F, is a relatively inexpensive, really good firewall.
Well, and I guess all the things we've been talking about this morning and talk about all the times, you also want to, whether it's, you know, turning your computer off or unplugging it or, you know, all the things. Don't have lunch at your desk and be drinking over your computer, all these kinds of things. But especially when you're dealing with, like, if it's for your office or you've set up a business, you don't, anytime that you're down, you're losing money.
Yes, and you have to be disciplined how you use your work computer, whether it's at a home office, whether it's at an office in downtown Fredericksburg, wherever. You've got to be professional and be disciplined. Do not drink over your computer. Do not eat over your computer. And you wouldn't, if you were paying for the equipment, you wouldn't want another employee doing that. So don't do it yourself. Even if you're the boss, don't do it.
That's a great great thing to remember about being disciplined on a lot of these things.
Yeah, and it becomes habits.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have a habit of drinking coffee over top of their computer, and more often than not, nothing will happen. It's that one time, and they're like, what was I doing? Now I've ruined my laptop. I can't get any work done. I don't know if my data is going to be recoverable. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Keep it a few feet away. If you're taking a sip of your coffee or a Coke, turn away from your laptop and drink, then set it back down and go back to work.
And hopefully you've got it's in a secure place of where, you know, maybe you're able to lock a door, just so you don't have someone or kids wandering in and all of a sudden wanting to play on things and creating massive problems.
Keep the laptop or PC at your home office password protected, and if at all possible, keep it under a lock and key in a locked room. If that business is how you support yourself and pay your mortgage and everything, you need to protect it.
TextintheBurg.com is the website. Dave the Computer Guy on 505 Lafayette Boulevard. Text in the Berg, you can find him. And just great stuff on the website. Also on Facebook, too, to keep you informed. And if you need to talk to him about things, TextintheBurg.com gives you all that information. We will wrap this up. When we come back, we'll talk about keeping laptops safe during travel. We all need that. And safe web browsing while you're on vacation. One more break, and we'll conclude this morning with Dave the Computer Guy on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Dave the Computer Guy with us this morning. Always good stuff with good friend Dave with Tex in the Berg in downtown Fredericksburg. 505 Lafayette Boulevard, TexintheBurg.com. So, getting ready to travel. I've got everything. The car has packed up. I'm taking my laptop out, Dave, and we're going off to the beach or wherever we're going for a week or so. Let's talk safe travel.
Okay, well, first thing, Ted, what we talked about a little bit during the first part of the show, if you're going, let's say you're going to Virginia Beach or Ocean City, okay, or anywhere, bring a surge protector with you, because the chances are you're going to be in a hotel room with your laptop plugged into something, and it's usually just plugged into the wall. Bring a little surge protector with you. They're inexpensive. It can really, really save a lot of grief with you. So bring a surge protector. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if you're going to the beach, don't bring your laptop down to the beach and sit on the beach with your laptop. If the wind's blowing at all, it's going to pick up the sand. You might not even notice it. And that sand's going to get in your keyboard. It's going to get inside your laptop. It's going to get in the CPU cooling fan, and it's going to destroy that laptop. I don't know how many times I've been to the beach and seen someone in a chair with their laptop, just on the beach with them. I'm like, no, you don't do that. If it was completely calm, there's no sea breeze, there's no nothing, you know, you might not get your laptop messed up, but if the wind is blowing at all, you might not even notice it, but there's sand blowing around, and it's going to get in that laptop, and it's going to wreck it. So leave your laptop in your hotel room. If the hotel has a safe, put it in the safe. Just don't lay it out on the table or something. The safe is there for a reason. Use it. Do not leave it in your car. In hot weather, if it's 90 degrees outside and your car, the windows are rolled up, and you've got a laptop or cell phone in that car, it can be wrecked real quick, too. 130, 140 degrees is really, really bad for a laptop, for a camera, for a cell phone. Don't do that. Put them in your hotel room. If it has a safe, put it in the safe.
I just can't think of any situation where taking your laptop to the beach is going to turn out well. Just don't do it.
And any breeze, you get a 15, 20 mile an hour onshore breeze or something, it's going to pick up the sand. It's going to be in your keyboard. It's going to be inside your laptop. And that's probably going to be the end of your laptop.
And then I'm going to be saying to you when I get back on Monday morning, Dave, something's not working right with my computer. I need you to look at it.
It's making a grinding noise. The fan is really making a grinding noise. Well, where were you? Well, I had it at the beach. Well, that's it.
And you're on vacation.
That's an expensive vacation.
Yeah, you're on vacation. At least the beach part. I mean, you can look. You know, use your computer in, like you say, in the room. But don't
It on the beach, your vacation just got a lot more expensive.
Yeah, a whole lot more expensive, and you may have lost some stuff. The other issue, though, when we get traveling, and this is an everyday kind of thing too, but safe web browsing is vital.
If you're at the beach, you're at one of the places at Virginia Beach, and you're on the hotel Wi-Fi, use a VPN, especially if you do any banking, stock trading, anything sensitive nature, always use a VPN. Password manager is always good, and always have good antivirus. If you do those three things when you're out and traveling, you have a VPN, password manager, and good antivirus, you're ahead of the game. And you're making it very, very difficult on the cyber criminals to get a hold of you and cause you all kinds of trouble. And so VPN, password manager, antivirus.
I'm writing those down right now so I can just make a note of these. And unfortunately, again, it takes is not paying attention, and all of a sudden you're on vacation and all your information is compromised, and now you're in big trouble.
Yeah, and if you don't trust the hotel, you can always use your cell phone as a hotspot. And VPNs are offered for most Android and Mac iPhones. And so you can use your cell phone for your little hotspot with a VPN on that and take the hotel's Wi-Fi out of the mix.
Again, this goes back too to what you talked about earlier. Be disciplined. That's a good word for what we've talked about.
Think and be disciplined. If you're disciplined and you actually put thought into it, the chances are very, very good you're not going to be hacked.
Be disciplined and have a good surge protector. That's what I'm taking away from this show with you today, Dave.
Yep, and a VPN, and unplug your laptop.
Yep. Well, listen, you have a great 4th of July, my friend, and stay safe, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, Ted. You have a great 4th, and I hope everyone listening has a great 4th. Thank you, Fredericksburg.
TexinTheBurg.com, the website. Dave the Computer Guy, TexinTheBurg, 505 Lafayette Boulevard in Fredericksburg, 371-2874. That is it. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.